Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. My guest today, Doug Gray, frontman, lead singer for the Marshall Tucker Band, is part of rock and roll legend, Aristocracy, and good man, U.S. Army vet, all rolled into one.
We've been together so long now that both need restored. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And it's a good time for me to...
Now, at age 68, nearly 45 years since first taking the highway, Doug Gray is on the road, loving life, the music, and the fans as the guiding force, leader, mastermind, master of ceremonies, and lead singer for the Marshall Tucker Band. The Marshall Tucker Band formed in the early 1970s, and in the early to mid-1970s, they played a string of shows as opening act for the Allman Brothers Band, another rock and roll legend. Both groups, incidentally, became famous for their jazzy solos, blues, rock, and extended jams. Heard It in a Love Song, which of course you're listening to right now, is one of the Marshall Tucker Band's most recognizable hits, and a song that took Doug Gray almost a year to record. Heard It in a Love Song with lead singer Doug Gray is a Southern rock and roll classic, and it reached number 14 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Doug Gray, a U.S. Army vet, loves the settings of small, intimate theaters like Tally Ho, where the Marshall Tucker Band will be performing Thursday, June 15th, 2017.
Well, for the people that's never been there before, what I think that they'll see is that's never seen one of our shows there, they'll find out that it's a little bit more intimate on the reasoning behind it, because we feel like we're playing in a living room type situation.
In recent years, the Marshall Tucker Band has been paid a whole lot of respect by younger generations of musicians, despite not having a record in many years, but many country bands have begun to cover the band's tunes, and that has put the band back in demand in a huge way, even as Gray now stands as really the only original member remaining with the group. The Marshall Tucker Band will be performing live at the Tally Ho Theater June 15th, 2017. But we've got Doug Gray today on the Not Old Better Show. Welcome, Doug Gray. Well, first of all, Doug Gray, welcome to the show.
How are you? And good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks. And I'm sure you're well. And I know that Thursday, June 15th, that's coming up quick. You're going to be at the Tally Ho Theater here in Leesburg, Virginia. We're excited to have you.
Well, we've played there several times, and we really look forward to being there at all times. It's kind of fun for us to come back and see a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same, creating some old friends. I mean, recreating some old friends and making new ones.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. Well, give us a sense about the band. Who's coming? What's the stage show going to be like? A little bit about what can the audience expect from kind of this return visit to Tally Ho?
Well, for the people that's never been there before, what I think that they'll see is that's never seen one of our shows there, they'll find out that it's a little bit more intimate on the reasoning behind it, because we feel like we're playing in a living room type situation. So that makes it a lot more fun than some of these larger venues that we play, which sometimes up to 20,000, so this makes for a lot better situation. So that's what they can expect. And as far as the music goes, the music's going to be great. They can expect that.
Good. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, the one thing that jumps out at me is this number 68. That's a big one for you in a couple respects. In 1968, you went to Vietnam. You returned after your service. You started the Marshall Tucker Band with Toy Caldwell, who'd served in Vietnam too. Now, at age 68 in 2017, you're still making great music and staying young on the road. What keeps you going?
I have to say it's the people and watching the kids, watching the adults, the older people like me, keep bringing their kids and their grandkids to the show just so that they can experience something that got instilled in their mind in the earlier days of Marshall Tucker Band. And it keeps me happy, keeps me going.
Well, it certainly keeps me going too. I'm right in that same age range as you. I'm looking forward to this show. This is music from my generation, and certainly my audience know that life is full of changes. Marshall Tucker Band has been through lots of changes too over the years. Was it hard continuing with Marshall Tucker Band without Toy Caldwell?
It was hard without Tommy, and he was the first one to die in an automobile crash, and that was 1980. And then, you know, him being Toy's younger brother, that made it even tougher than the fact that, you know, Toy could only stay a couple of years. Reason, because when we started this thing, we wanted to, you know, just stay together forever. We thought life was going to be that way. Our experience in Vietnam, that still, you know, we still didn't think past that. And nobody really knows what's going to happen. And we didn't have any clue as to us being together for a lengthy period of time or short period of time. So, you know, luckily we planned that this kind of stuff would happen. And, you know, we had planned. Well, we had great lawyers, first of all. Okay, we had a lot of lawyer friends, and they planned for the inevitable. And, you know, us being short-sighted, they just gave us the right to go out there and play and have a good time and play in front of thousands and thousands of people. So all we did is do what we were supposed to do. Yeah, it's still exciting today. It's kind of hard to get up here sometime and not see the rest of those guys, but also it has been 45 years. Those guys have not waned in popularity or the reasoning. It was the reasoning was that we felt like we give it one more shot at being a rock and roll person, you know, and we did. Came home from Vietnam, worked full-time jobs, went out there, had a great time doing the day job, and then had a great time after we rehearsed, you know, almost for a year at night, and then all of a sudden being picked up and then getting out there with the Allman Brothers and all of those other huge stars.
What a great history the band has. Again, means so much to so many. This is important music, but it's also music that is so much a part of our generation, and we just love it. Songs like Heard It in a Love Song, I can only imagine that's going to be front and center in your set this week at the Tally Ho. But that was such a big crossover hit for you. And what is it about that song that you think touched so many, you know, across so many genres of music?
And you know what? I wished I knew, but I don't have a clue. I didn't even record that song for a whole year. I kept putting off recording it because I felt like it really didn't fit our band. And so a whole year I played like I had, you know, I was tired, I couldn't make it to the studio, I had too much to eat before that, I wasn't going to be able to sing, come down with about 3,000 different things. Went down there, they put it out, and 4 weeks later it had become such a hit that all these little kids were singing it. And now those young kids are older kids, and it just gets stronger and stronger even today.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Greg Allman. Dwayne Allman, of course, is lost, and we lost Greg Allman recently. Ronnie Van Zant's gone. Doug Gray, thankfully, you're thriving and going strong and still here. What is your secret to kind of keeping on with all of this?
You know, I wish I knew. I think it's something to do with the ultimate plan that someone has for me. And I believe that if I can keep that plan going, that I'm doing my what my original job was that I was given when I was born.
You know, you are the voice that we remember from most of MTV's hits, but you're also this very shrewd businessman. I've read a fair bit about you. You're now competing kind of in a new era of music, digital reissues, re-releases, retrospectives, and touring. How have you seen the music business change, you know, for you over these last many years?
Well, I got to tell you, it's so much easier now. We can keep track of things, and we watch what's going on. We pre-plan. The beauty of doing something right is getting all the information that you can and find out who wants to hear what, when they want to do it. We kind of do it instantaneously on stage. The reason for doing it instantaneously on stage is because the crowd will scream out a song. So I look around at the band, and the band's ready to go before I am. And so this is a group thing. This is not an individual thing. This is not something that just happens. With the media the way that it is today, sure, everybody's starting to see, you know, what Marshall Tucker's all about. The fact that we play with Kid Rock, you know, we go out there and play with Zac Brown, go out and play with the Doobie Brothers, people that had a lot more legendary status and still do, even though we go to the Grand Ole Opry at the same time. Okay, so the ability to not transform, but the ability to touch many generations and with changing the music. We give them as much as we can of the original style of music, and then each individual in the band gets a chance to show out a little bit.
And you're going to show us very soon, Thursday, June 15th, coming up at the Tally Ho Theater, Leesburg, Virginia. We couldn't be more excited, especially to be talking to you today. But, Doug, just one final question, because I know you're super busy getting plans in place for this Thursday at the Tally Ho. But at age 68, what are your plans for the future beyond MTB?
Well, as we look at all the different people that have passed recently and seeing what's there, you know, I'm afraid to contemplate what might happen or what might not happen because I have no control over that. The only thing that I've got control of is the fact that I can keep making those fans happy, giving them what they want. And no, I don't have any intentions of it all with two daughters and two grandkids. I don't have any intentions of ever giving this up because I'd go nuts if I sit here more than 5 days, you know, off the road.
What a pleasure it is to talk to you. Of course, Doug Gray, lead singer, Marshall Tucker Band at the Tally Ho Theater, Thursday, June 15th, coming up. You can find out a lot of information about Marshall Tucker Band, about Doug Gray at the website. We'll put links up to all that stuff. Doug, if people want to get a hold of you directly, where's the best place to kind of find you online?
Oh, just go to marshalltucker.com, and that'll give you every show that we're doing up until a certain period of time, and then there's others that can't be announced yet. But most of them, or some of those dates, are for next year as well. So, I mean, it's not like we're just booking for now and looking for dates. We're out there filling those dates up. Those guys, I work with APA, is a huge agency. The records are out with Sony Red, and anybody that wants anything, go to marshalltucker.com and see our pretty faces come up on there real quick.
That is fantastic. Doug Gray, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to give you the last word. What do you want to leave us with today, this morning?
Hey, that can't be wrong doing anything. Just go out there and have a good time.
Hey, Doug Gray, thanks so much for talking to us today. Really appreciate your time. Have a great show. We're excited to see you.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to Doug Gray, the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg, and all the great music from the Marshall Tucker Band. Remember, Doug Gray, the Marshall Tucker Band, will be performing live at the Tally Ho Theater June 15th. You got to go out and see him. I absolutely am going to be there. I hope you all enjoy it.